USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The terrorist threat level in France has been elevated. Nice Mayor Christian Estrosi said there had been a terrorist attack in the heart of the Notre Dame Basilica. A suspect was shot and detained shortly afterwards. Mr. Estrosi spoke of Islamofascism plaguing the country. President Emmanuel Macron is on his way to the scene. France's national anti-terror prosecutors have opened a murder inquiry. The Commerce Department announced Thursday the U.S. economic growth shattered a record at 33.1% for the third quarter. Goldman Sachs gave the economy a 35% growth based on new jobs numbers. Former Federal Reserve Board of Governors Randall Krosner tells Fox News jobs are fueling the growth.
Yeah, certainly out ahead of where everybody else is. We did have a better jobs report than I think most people had expected, and I think consumption is firmer than many people had expected. It's a bit aggressive.
USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Justice Department made arrests Wednesday. The complaint alleges those charged with conspiring to intimidate Americans on behalf of the Chinese government. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
The Justice Department is charging 8 alleged Chinese agents over covert operations within U.S. borders.
China describes Fox Hunt as an international anti-corruption campaign in which it seeks to locate legitimate fugitives around the world to bring them back for trial in China.
Assistant Attorney General John Demers telling reporters in Washington, D.C. that 5 of the suspects were arrested in the United States and 3 are believed to be in China.
Hurricane Zeta became a Category 2 storm when it made landfall Wednesday with winds in excess of 110 miles an hour, the Hurricane Center said. Zeta is moving quickly. The hurricane knocked out power to millions, and one person is confirmed dead from the storm on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Melbourne, the second biggest city in Australia, ended its 111-day lockdown on Wednesday. The state of Victoria eased restrictions after recording 0 new coronavirus cases on Monday for the first time since June. Now is the time to open up, Daniel Andrews, the state's top official, said during a media briefing. The city of 5 million people must stay within 25 kilometers, that's about 16 miles, of their homes. A border between regional Victoria and Melbourne will also remain. State government says Melbourne residents can now leave their homes without permission. Shops, cafes, salons, restaurants, bars, and places of worship can reopen. That's affecting about 180,000 jobs. NASCAR heads into Martinsville Sunday. Driver Brad Keselowski talks about the short track.
It is a special track. You know, first off, as far as I'm aware, it's 1948, oldest track on the circuit. That's pretty cool. There's only one track that can be the oldest and have the most history and pedigree, and, you know, Martinsville is that. So, that brings a special lure to it, a lure that I think everybody likes. And then the other piece I would say add to it is it's a really special trophy, with that clock, and I know it means a lot to me. I've won twice there. I've got one clock in my house and one clock in my office here.
The race is at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.